Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 101, Walk by the Spirit. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. Let that settle for a moment. Paul is not shouting. He is not threatening. He is pointing. With the quiet certainty of a man who knows the road, and he says, walk. That's it. Walk. Notice the word. Not leap, not sprint, not conquer it once and for all. Walk. The rhythm of small, steady things. One step, then another, then another. Life in the Spirit is not built in heroic moments. It is built in the ordinary grain of the day. In the choices nobody sees, in the quiet step you take before the world gets loud. And I know what you might be thinking. I've already tried. I've gritted my teeth. I've made promises I didn't keep. But look carefully at what Paul is actually saying. He is not telling you to try harder. He does not say resist more. He says walk with the Spirit. That is different. That is companionship. It is like walking beside someone. You do not carry the road alone. You simply keep in step with him. And here is a secret. Paul is opening up. Yes, the flesh desires. That is real. But the Spirit kindles a desire that runs deeper still. A desire for peace, for presence, for something true that the other thing cannot give you. When you feed that deeper desire, when you turn toward him, the other one begins to lose its grip, not by your effort, by your company. And the fruit? Love, joy, peace. You cannot manufacture those. There is no way they grow. They rise up when you walk. You do not have to produce the fruit. You have to keep the pace, and he plants what he means to harvest in you. One more thing. You do not have to win the whole year today. You do not have to fix everything, change everything, be everything. You only need today's steps, just today. Keep in step with the Spirit until tonight, and tomorrow you do it again. That is how you walk, one day at a time, one step at a time. So today, before breakfast, before the phone, before the first message or the first scroll, stop. Hand the Spirit the first decision of your day. It can be small. It can be the first word you're going to speak, the first thought you're going to let in, and ask him, simply, lead my step. That is a three-word prayer, but it is a step, and that step changes the tone of everything that follows. He is not asking for perfection. He is asking for presence, for you to say, today I walk with the Lord. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.